up, everybody? Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce. I know it's kind of weird that you're hearing a drop from me today. That's probably because I'm not going to be in today's show. Unfortunately, some emergency probably propped up or some shit like that. I don't know. But anyway, I'm pretty sure my co-host, Celatine, will take very good care of you if he's not busy fucking up. You're tuned into Capital 263's Keep It Real Fridays. Keep it locked.
Capital 263.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celatine.
And with I am your co-host.
And co-pilot.
Listen, Mimi K.
Yeah. There's a partner in crime missing today.
Oh, and good riddance. Shame.
It's a good riddance.
I know. We fired him, that one. We fired him. He had to go.
Hey. No comment. Oh, so him and the producer.
Yes, him and the producer fired. Okay. Gone.
All right. I like your energy. I'm sure this one is going to be something.
Definitely.
Welcome back to the show, Mimi.
Thank you.
Kind of missed you, eh?
I know. It's been a long time. I missed you guys too. Well, I missed you. I don't know about cash.
Just throwing my man's under the bus. Yeah,
he's not here to retaliate. He's not here to pick on me for a change.
You can retaliate in the comment section for Facebook or something.
Facebook, for what's you?
Brian Willis, shout out to you, man.
Brian, no relation to Bruce.
Okay. So, just going to run through like a bunch of stuff which was going on in Zim Hip Hop. There's not too much to talk about.
No, this week was kind of quiet. Yeah.
Really quiet. Yeah. And I think the first bullet is like new music releases. Mm-hmm. It was RPLs featuring Xander and Funnif, Nai My Day.
Yes. It's a remix of My Day.
My Day.
Yeah.
For the correction.
What would you do without me?
I don't know. What do you think about that track, though?
It was okay. It was okay. I was kind of disappointed personally because
really?
Yes, I was. I mean, like, My Day was like a huge track, and when we had Pills here, he hyped it up so much, and even on WhatsApp he was hyping it, and I was just expecting fireworks, and it came out and it was light.
Yeah. You know, I like his confidence. He really pushes.
No, he's very confident. Yeah. But I like
the song. It's very catchy. And I'm sure it'll grow on me a bit more, and you know, I'll be playing it more here and there. So yeah, it's a nice track.
I guess it's a song that has to grow on you. It's not like a
Is it because someone else featured there? But okay, moving along.
No, I actually like that verse.
That one.
Okay. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I like Funnif's
more.
Yeah, it had a bit of flow.
I actually liked Xander's verse surprisingly more.
Word on the street is that it was based on a true story.
And R. Peel's a verse as well. Murizu's song. Come on now, let's give it to the man.
But yeah, he's done better.
You were saying something before I cut you off?
I said Xander's verse apparently is based on a true story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Amanda Girl, what?
Maybe, of course, maybe not the names and stuff.
Okay.
But he said it's based on a true story.
And you know this how?
What do you mean I know this
house? Okay. Moving along. Okay, there was T1 and Jeezy and Goldfinger. Ndine Boys. Produced by Funnif. This guy is working hard.
I had no idea
My
he was
goodness.
Produced. He is. Like,
hard.
Yeah. That was a good track.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Jeezy. All I can say about it.
Jeezy just gets comfortable on a track and he just owns it. It wasn't his track, but he just owned it.
I don't know. There's just something about the way T1 has this. It's like a lazy type of flow. Like, I like that. Like, I can't put my finger on it, but I like his flow. Yeah.
No, I'm not drunk. But yeah, shout out to you, T1.
Shout out to T1.
Yeah. And moving along, so there's a surprise song I saw. Think it just popped up. I don't think it's been released yet. The So Soulful remix, Courtney Antipas.
No, it hasn't.
And ASAP.
But I think I heard a bit of it.
Okay.
On he posted a clip on Instagram, I think, where his son is dancing to it. Yeah. And from what I heard, it sounds dope. Yeah.
I think that's a good indicator right there.
That the sun is bumping to his dad. Yeah,
We're going to ask him that a bit later. He's the guest on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And just an update. We talked about Coco Master doing a video for one of his singles featuring Hubie Blake's called Tell Me.
Yep.
Yeah, when I last spoke to him, he was in a bind saying, oh, okay, there's a bit of a delay because I can't find a lead girl. So
did he find one?
He found one.
Okay,
and he actually gave me like the exclusive pics, like behind the scenes. I put them up on our IG at Keep It Roll Fridays on or at Celotine. You can check one of the two. Yeah, I put them up. Yeah. So yeah, they shot the video. Hopefully it'll be out soon. Because those guys don't mess around. They always constantly grinding. So hopefully
Which is good for their hustle. It's good.
Yeah, so hopefully that'll be out soon. Definitely. If you want to check out the song, I think it's on his IG or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, when we're talking, how can you miss this one out?
Which one is this one?
Brian, where are you?
Oh, Brian. Oh.
How can you not talk about this, okay. Huh? That song. What's it called? Shindamugedi. Ah, yes.
Who's on that? Hold on.
There's our very own Cash Bitch.
Mm.
And there is, I don't know who these are. There's P. Mula.
Yep.
And there's, who's that? I don't know the other guy.
Okay. I kind of got this memo late, but I'm going to definitely check it out.
Yeah, and it was produced by Victor Enlisted. Who's
Victor that? Enlisted. I always see the name around a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah. Yeah, I heard it. I heard it. And
you love it?
I love it. Not because Brian is in it. Please, let's get this straight.
I just saw comments.
It's fire. Yeah, no.
People trolling Cash Bit. Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to listen to it and then I'll probably just comment on it.
I liked it. I really did. Yeah.
Anyway, not to waste too much time.
How could you forget that though?
I was getting to it. I didn't forget it. I swear. Mm-hmm. Brian, I swear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not to waste too much time.
Just because we fired him.
Yeah. That is going to definitely kill me. But yeah, not to waste too much time. Let's get to our interview. And our special guest for the day, Mr. Courtney Antipas. And you're listening to Keep It Real Fridays with Celotide. And
Mimi K.
Alright. Hold on. Before we get to the guest. There's this one thing. How do you feel about rappers? Not producers rapping on songs and stuff. Do you feel they should just stick to producing and just let other artists shine? Like for example, get that track, RPL's The Naibe.
Funny F and Xander. Well, I just feel like, you know what? I feel like if you're going to be a producer, sometimes it's just good to just produce because that's obviously your strength, you know? I feel like some of these producers then want to start singing and rapping because they want to be faces, you know what I mean? They don't want to be in the background. They don't want to be in the back of the scene or whatever. They want people to know, you know, who they are, and you know, they like the hype that comes with being a rapper or a singer or whatever. So yeah, no, I feel like okay, fine. Some people get more than one talent, but I mean, like, if producing is your strength, stick to that.
But I think if you have like multiple strengths, like I think even like just talking on Xander. Sorry to just pick on you, but I'm just saying. You're a good songwriter. You can make hits and whatnot. So if he can do that, I think it's cool that he flexes on that. He's not limiting himself.
I guess.
Though maybe, you know, people would like to see, you know, I don't know. Maybe you wanted to see other people feature on that song other than just the producers.
Yes.
So you would have loved it better if it had more features.
Yeah, you know, and it being my day remake, I think it would have been okay if they had Leonard.
Maybe they'll have him for the remix. You know, it shouldn't be that obvious. Like,
I guess so. But all that aside, yeah. I still think it was
internationally, just to dig into the international market, Ludacris like redid that old Thong song and Ty Dolla Sign. Some people are like, why didn't you get Cisco to do, you know, but
Cisco Apera, he's still
there. I think there are talks about Cisco being on a remix, but I think that's what's gonna happen with the Nye Bay thing. Maybe there's gonna be a remix when all those guys, the originators, jump on the song.
I guess, I don't know.
Okay. I hope they cleared the samples and everything.
I hope they cleared it too. Good terms.
But I think as long as he's not like selling it, and if it's just for free, I don't think they have any legal issues there. But the moment you decide to put a barcode on it, you definitely,
I still think they could have done better. That's just my opinion.
Okay. I wish you guys would see Sharky's facial expression. He's in the studio with us today. I wish someone caught that.
And there's no hatred. Love. I love you, Mwanafaro.
All right. Okay, let's get to our interview. Mr. Courtney Antipas.
Yo, what up? This is Alpha Centauri. You're listening to my new single, Somewhere in Harare. Shout out to Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis on Capital. What kind of bottle should I buy to get these girls in the car? What kind of model types I need so I could be who they are? How many flights a month so they know I go so far?
Welcome again to Keep It Real Fridays. you know what, we'll be talking too much during these breaks and whatnot, but yeah, we have a special guest in the building.
Yep.
A heavyweight. He is a Pemmican Award winner, multiple Zim Hip Hop Award winner. Let me just get this right and just give you all your accolades.
I think so.
Oof. This guy is very international. Courageous Gospel Awards winner.
Come on.
Oof. African Christian rapper.
Yeah.
Award winner. Okay, this guy. And of late, Afro Hip Hop Artist of Excellence Awards nominee. Yes. So that one's still pending, but I trust it's coming home. We've got Courtney Antipas in the building.
Yeah. Ta-da. Welcome.
What up, guys?
And today, riding shotgun with me as my co-host is
hello,
Mimi K. My other partner in crime is MIA.
No, we fired him. Stop lying.
Bruce Willis took him out.
But shout out to him, the wherever he is. But yeah, nice. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks, bro. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Happy to be here.
Yeah, we tried to have you on last week, but I think something happened.
Yeah, I went to Skies.
Okay, Skies. What was going on over there?
Chill time, bro. Just go chill with family.
Okay.
That's nice.
Be cool.
Mr. Family.
Juice up again.
He is. I saw you on Instagram, was it? With your little boy. He's dancing to your new song. Ma'am. He loves it. I'm like, awesome stuff.
Yeah, so this is a shameless drop. That's the remix to So Soulful. So it's coming out on Monday, so I'm sure that's gonna be out soon, so people are gonna know about it.
So you're kind of like on that Khaled tip. Would you make your son listen and then you know, okay, this is a hit?
Exactly. Like these kids have a natural let me tell you something with kids, because they got a natural, there's that innocence, that thing, I don't know what it is, but they have a natural good or bad like meter inside of them. So if they vibe to something, you know
it's good.
I always bring him into the studio and then let him yearn.
And then he tells you, okay. And then you know, okay, this is the hit to push out.
Exactly.
Definitely. That's what's up. Yeah, I've been keeping my eye on the TL. With So Soulful, is it like on your next album or it's just a song out there?
Ish, bruh. You know what? I don't even know about albums and stuff anymore. I must be honest with you. I don't know if I have the energy, but I got the energy for music. So, I don't know. I think maybe even just albums now are just a concept that's probably dying. Mm. And it, you know, I mean, not many people are looking at albums. You look now, it's EPs that are dropping, just even internationally, you know what I'm saying? EPs or mixtapes or something, or playlists. You know, we've never ever seen a playlist drop, but Drake dropped a playlist, you know? So, yeah, I think for albums, I'm just at that place where I think, a few weeks ago, I was like, maybe I'll do something, but probably just drop singles.
Because there's a time you said, this is your last album,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what happened there?
That was me just tweeting.
Just tweeting?
Yeah, like in one of my... What do they call those people? Those bipolar things. I'm happy. I'm like, last album. Then I'm gonna...
So you didn't have any thoughts of quitting music or anything?
I won't say quitting, but I would say probably just stepping back from the music for a time and just leaving it there and try and focus on some other stuff. Focus on studio and all that. But then the funny thing is, as soon as I started focusing on building my studio and all that other stuff, like, it just comes back. So I think I've learned a lesson as an artist. Just don't announce leaving or anything. When you leave, you leave. Or, you know, because you just come back. Like, if Jay just decided, I'm not going to do nothing. And then next minute, 3 years later, he's back.
I see.
You know.
So your music is like full time. You don't do anything on the side?
I do music, and I actually started pastoring a year ago.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's crazy. Everyone's like, huh? Like,
so you're like a, what they call you, pastor, evangelist?
Like a youth pastor,
Youth pastor. Okay.
So that's a full-time...
So like, yeah, that's a full-time gig. But also music is like a full-time gig. So it kind of goes... I don't know if it goes hand in hand, but yeah, it kind of does. So you're still like youth... young people oriented, so
you're basically doing what you love to do.
That's it.
You never had any pressure to like, okay, let me find a 9-to-5.
I had the pressure, like I mean, look, I got no issue with a 9-to-5, with grinding, with any of that type of stuff, but I just felt like it was squeezing me. So when I was still signed to this label in SA, I was still working at the same time. So I would always go once or twice a month and come back, and then go once or twice a month, come back. And it was a bit crazy because I couldn't manage it. You get what I'm saying? I needed to do one or the other or something. So it's like, okay, you know what? 9-to-5, I know you are probably the wiser choice, but gun to the head, bye-bye.
And plus the family mix as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I didn't have such a supportive wife, I don't think I'd be able to do this. You get what I'm saying? You know, but I mean, we see the fruits, you know.
But I'm sure she's quite strong, because, you know, rappers, I'm sure even with gospel rappers, they're groupies.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, they kind of are.
Like kind of are.
Uh-huh. How do you handle that?
I don't know, because I think I make like I don't see stuff.
Okay.
If I may say, like I
act blind.
Oh, here's the thing. Exactly, act blind.
Act blind.
I don't put myself in situations where you know what I'm saying, that type of stuff can actually blow up. You get what I'm saying? I mean, even when we do travel, we travel with a team of people, so you're never alone, so you know, you always together, and you know what I'm saying, so it's quite good.
But this is present Courtney Antipas. What about
You'll see.
That guy.
The guy with the braids.
Who's that guy? I don't know him.
Yeah, I'm actually interested.
Mr. Blue Jeans.
How did you transition from Ilse to Courtney?
To Courtney.
Yes.
Well, you know, the funny thing, a lot of people think that the transition was because of me being open about my faith.
Mm.
But it actually wasn't. Like, I was still Ilse while I was still, like, open about my faith.
Okay.
The whole thing, long story short, I did start off as a, if I may say, quote-unquote, gospel hip-hop artist.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was coming up early 2000s, maybe 2004 and stuff like that. It was very small, very, what can I say? You know, in your community, you're just like rapping for your people in your church or for this or that type of stuff. Yep. And then in about 2008 or so, that's when I decided, you know what? Let me go out there, you know what I'm saying? And do whatever it was that I thought, you know, was what I wanted to do. Then about 2011, long story short, my grandmother passed away. I kind of had just a t- time to just like think about, okay, where do I want to take this? Like, I think I was losing myself as well in the whole thing. Because I kind of felt like if I was going to get ahead or go to the next level, I felt like I hit a brick. If I was going to go to the next level, I would have to start compromising on certain things that I don't want to.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was like, nah, I'm going to go back. And things changed. Yeah. Things just changed.
But the thing about even your circular hip-hop, it wasn't really derogatory or anything.
Yeah, yeah,
you just,
yeah.
You know, just nice with the bars and flossing the swag and whatnot.
Yeah. I actually watched that video with PK.
Blue Jeans.
When I was watching that yesterday, I saw another good friend of mine in that video.
Oh, what?
And her name is Gamu Manyika.
Oh, what?
The makeup artist.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was like, you? Is that really you? Please confirm.
Oh, that's
like, yeah, it was me. Or I must have been doing makeup, and then they asked me to be an extra. Blah blah blah. I'm like, okay.
I was like, that I like to dig up archives for people.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, nah. I mean, Aish, you know what? I mean, I think even when I did come out, like a lot of people think, like, oh, I think maybe it's I've made it seem that way, like, yeah, I was really doing some funny stuff.
Yeah,
it was. I won't necessarily say the music per se, but it was my thinking. I think I was just, my train of thought, it wasn't in the right place. So I think I needed to get my thinking back to where it was. I mean, even if you look at some of the music now, it's so soulful, bang and stuff. Yep. It's not overtly too much, like, not gospel per se. It's feel good, it's fun, but you know what I mean? It still has like a message, and I think I'm at that maturity where I can do stuff like that and still maintain who I am and not just sway with the wind or whatever.
Yeah. And like at your level, are you concerned about being relevant? Because some people feel like you're not relevant, like in Zim, when it comes to gospel. So what's your take on that?
Kind of don't care. Just being honest with you. I mean, I understand, like, you know, there's so many dynamics and levels to this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you talk about gospel, first thing you think of is, you know, I don't know, I just describe a video like singing by a tree and wailing type sound.
Yeah.
But the truth is, like, I'll be very honest with you. My genre is hip hop. It's not gospel.
Okay.
Gospel as a genre, I don't do that.
All right. Yeah.
You can't play my stuff on Sunday in during praise and worship and stuff. It's gonna be so odd. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm sure they can play it in, like, on a youth day.
It's knowing your target. You get what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not doing this to be, oh, I want to be the most relevant gospel rapper in, you know, Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
There's a specific target that I'm targeting, and you know what I'm saying? It, whether it's big mainstream or what, like, I've seen fruits of it. You get what I'm saying? I don't think I would have traveled to so many places without seeing some sort of fruit. You get what I'm saying? And I think here's another thing, man. I don't mean this to disrespect anybody who's looking local and stuff. Great, I think do it. But I'm not going to, if I may say this, just like dumb my music down or my sound down so that I can simply appeal to a specific group of people. No, my focus is continental. That's how I see it. And it has been that way since 2011. I mean, I don't think, again, like, I would have been in all these other places if my music didn't appeal to somebody somewhere in a pocket year or in Malawi or somewhere else. You get what I'm saying? So, I mean, like I said, for me, I found my niche, my road, and I'm just running in it. You get what I'm saying?
But, you know what? Come to think of it, I think you're probably the only hip-hop artist in Zim who has, like, toured the most countries.
Yeah.
Word. That's cool. I mean,
I don't think
I'm looking at others like, yo, I'm doing more than that guy.
not taking anything away from anyone else who's pushing or doing local gigs and whatnot.
Yeah,
that's quite an accolade.
Not dope, man. Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Mimi, why are you laughing like that? It's like you're setting me up to fall.
Don't blame me.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So what's left there to do for Courtney Antipas? You've toured the world, literally. You've won awards and stuff. What's left to do as an artist?
I think you know what? Is in as much as, you know, we look at how things are and you think, okay, yeah, you know, I've done so much. But you can always look at the, you know how they say you can look at the cup half full, half empty?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's times when you can look at the cup half full and say, yo, I've done so much. You know, this has happened, cool. But then you also got to look, I think as an artist, if you're hungry, you got to look at, okay, the cup is not full. You know, what can I do to kind of get it there?
I
feel like in as much as I've traveled and, you know, done a few things, won a few awards, what, I don't really think that, I think I've just made a foot in, you know, just dip my foot in the water of what it can actually be.
In short, you need to secure the bag.
Yeah, let's do that, man.
Yeah, because I see you got a clothing line as well.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
That's cool, man. It's really popping off when you go on tour. That's when you do a lot of sales.
Okay.
But like, it's just here and there and stuff now. I mean, look, man, things are not easy here. I'm not gonna lie. You know, cats are gonna come on this item. Yo, we doing big numbers, man. Things are tough, but you know what? We do actually do a few sales and stuff. Mm. So.
Well, that's good. At least the fans are supporting.
Yeah,
the right way.
Yeah.
What about your music? Do you sell your music or people just stream it for free?
I've bounced between selling, streaming, giving it out for free and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I think right now I'm settled on free music.
Free music, okay.
But actually discovered a way how to monetize it. Monetize free downloads.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm trying that out and it's seeming to...
Would you care to share with some of your competition chiming in?
Do your research, ladies and gentlemen. Do your research.
Why you wanted to give away secrets? What's wrong with you?
You know what? There's nothing wrong, like, because you can show someone your wealth, but you can't force them to think rich or whatever. So
true.
You can tell them how to do it, but they may not be able to execute it. So
yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing: if you're thinking that you're gonna be that artist that's gonna sell so many records and what, that time of having platinum dreams and stuff is done. Like, it's like, let's just get with the program. People are not buying music, people are streaming music. You get what I'm saying?
That's true.
And it's those who can't even afford to stream music will stream music. And other guys will simply just rip it. Like, I'm on Apple Music.
Yeah.
I don't buy an album whatsoever. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? But I don't buy music. And I stream it, you know, and I'll pay for a service where I can do it legally. But then, you know, if I can get a free download, great. So I think we have to look at ways outside of simply saying, okay, let's try and sell the MP. Because the music, before it was, the MP3 was a product and you would market it. Mm-hmm. Now you are the product and the MP3 is your marketing tool. So you got to look at it that way. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's the funny thing about how artists release music nowadays.
Yeah.
Because you can't really do the conventional way of, I'm just going to release it on iTunes and whatnot. You need to roll it out in an ad campaign.
Somehow. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, and even if you look at it now, like even most of the big artists, they just pushing music out. Like, I'm talking about international, I'm not just talking about local. They just pushing music out. Before, you'd have a launch party, a launch show, and then a big pre thing. People with posters outside that, you know, the building saying, go get this out. Exactly. Now it's just like a tweet,
A week?
Monday, it's coming. Uh-huh. Okay, Monday comes. Boom, the album's there. Everybody consumes it so quickly. And then it's like people consume music so fast. It's crazy, you know. That week, it's done. I mean, now Kendrick dropped. Are you still talking about Ken?
Nope.
You get what I'm saying? Whereas before, it would still be like hype for the next 3, 4, 5 months.
It's popcorn music.
No disrespect to him. I mean, I love his stuff, but I'm just how people consume music. It's crazy. Yeah. They listen to it and they're like, okay, next one. Who's dropping something? I mean, I can drop something this week. Next week, somebody's going to hit me up in my inbox and be like, hey, yo, so you have anything new? I'm like, chill.
Let it settle in. Something.
Yeah, like Anchor. So, but.
When you write your stuff, like, where do you draw your inspiration? And do you ever, like, use, what can I say, what's happening around you? Or, you know, other artists? Do you aim your songs at other artists? Okay, let me just get straight to it.
What's false about? But before we get into that, we just need to just take a little water break.
We'll be back.
Hold on. Want me to prep my answer.
Hold on.
All right. what, my what, so you catch. Real recognize, real always the familiar. And then in that boy song, we did it like familiar. Was playing at you, one more or as if it was. Boys, research to my give it to see what I see. Boy, I didn't know it. Mazimamba, Tirko Placa, Tarcia, Slata, Chaprandine, boy.
And we're back.
Yep.
Yeah, feeling rehydrated.
Yeah.
And more active.
Yeah.
You can bring on the heat you're about to talk about. Mimi was saying something before I cut her off.
I need to take my jacket off.
Yes, I was saying, was your song false aimed at anybody, or was that just you, you know, just in some space?
Wow, and I think it would be crazy if it was just me in some space. Like, why is this guy just going off? Look, I don't really like talking about mentioning this dude's name simply because I know how this dude is. He simply thrives on controversy.
Okay.
And so, you know, you find by Monday or whenever this thing drops and stuff, the dude will be on his Facebook profile saying, hey, what, I'm trying to make my mom proud and what and stuff. And people just hating on me and all that. But yes, it was about Madiwa. It was about this other kid, GGB, I think. Yeah. I mean, don't mean to throw them under the bus like that. But here's the thing. People think that song was a random thing that just came out of nowhere.
Okay.
But prior to that, there was a whole lot of stuff happening behind the scenes, happening to other artists who probably will never ever say.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I mean, pretty much I was minding my own business, you know. And what had happened was there was this song that came out. This, I think, Jesus Money or something stupid like that.
Mm.
Yeah, so this song came out. I mean, I think it really... Wow.
is it the one where the only part they mentioned Jesus was about a Jesus piece? Something like that?
Something like that. But you check. Here's the thing. It's not necessarily about whether a person mentions Jesus or doesn't mention Jesus. It's not about whether a person is gospel or not gospel.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Or goes with the title or doesn't go with the title. Mm-hmm. It's about the content. Like, dude, if you say you are a believer, then there's certain things that you... certain standards, certain things that you abide,
you know,
to or go by. Mm-hmm. And... you know, the narrative or the truth of what you meant to be representing needs to be embodied within your music, embodied within you.
That's
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I was just saying, I can drop a song and not actually mention anything about God. It might not even be about it, but the undertoning of it is still
message,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can bring it, trace it back to the scriptures or something like that there. But then now when what's happening is that cats, and it's just not them, it's where it's coming from. It's this whole weird, funny interpretation of the gospel being, you know, this once you become a Christian fam, you start bawling. That is that message that I'm against. So it's not about the people.
Prosperity.
You get what I'm
saying?
Exactly. That prosperity gospel thing. And many people will say, nah, it's for real. And you know, quote scriptures and stuff like that. I mean, you know, I wouldn't even be talking about this type of stuff, but, you know, I actually thought, like, we buried the hatchet.
Yeah.
Like, with this dude, we actually spoke. But then, I mean, I just put it out there a few weeks ago on Fix. The guy was talking trash. You get what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay. And, they I won't say, like, he kind of, like, pulled my name. Not my name, but, like say, nah, I didn't answer. Because I asked him the same thing. Like, why didn't you respond or something? And he was like, I didn't respond because I like saw his followers and you know, saw mine, and I'm gonna expose him to my followers. So
no,
I'm not gonna do that. I mean, you can't expose me to fake followers, bro.
Can't.
You know, do a Twitter audit on the dude and see for yourself. Like, I'm not even gonna say. But anyway, so going back to that, this song came out, and there was a whole lot of confusion that was, like, surrounding it, and I felt like it was starting to affect a whole lot of cats even around us. And as much as we tried to just, you know, address it within the groups, within the on Facebook or whatever, just on little posts and stuff just kept going and I kind of felt, you know,
did
holy rage almost. Like, dude, somebody needs to make a statement.
Yeah.
At least just make a statement, put it out there and be like, you know what?
Yeah.
You can do what you want with it. Put it out there and, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't, I don't even look at it as a, like, it wasn't a diss track. It was a real track.
It was just a slap
to
the wrist.
This is what you say.
Yeah.
This is what you say you believe. This is what I see.
Yeah.
This doesn't line up. Because if you look at what you say you believe, dude, if I look at the actual thing that you're telling me to go to read, it's your lifestyle and what you're trying to promote doesn't line up. So I can't rock with it. Finished.
I kind of like how gospel people rant. Like, even on the, I saw the post. I think you put in like five Bible verses in there to back yourself
up. To back it up.
I'm like, wow, okay, this is how they get down.
Nah, man, you know, I mean, look,
Peter did this, which is why I'm rebuking you publicly. And there goes a slap to the wrist.
Like, you know, I mean, look, some of these things, you know, people will say, don't judge, you know, I mean to judge, but like, it's in the scriptures, like, we should look after each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some
like,
of it is not judging, and it's not just judging. Calling
exactly.
Out bad behavior.
I mean, a judge will, you know, a judge will make a judgment.
Yeah.
He's final. He says, this is what's going to happen. This is it. It's done.
Yeah.
If you tell, hey, yo, you know what?
Yeah.
Your shoelace is untied, fam. No, stop judging me. Okay, you're going to fall down the road. Stop judging me. Like, dude, your shoe, boom, gets bumped, falls, run over. Then what? Oh, you guys didn't tell me. Okay, we died.
It happens.
So yeah, so now you know what, I'm just like, whatever, man, you know.
But didn't affect your bag a little bit, because I saw you pulled out some of a show or two. I don't know.
Yeah, I did. But I mean, some of these local shows, man, people ain't getting paid for them.
So it was.
Let's just be honest. Let's just be honest.
Okay, you can be honest with us. I've never performed anything.
Yeah.
So you can tell it.
You tell us. That's why you're here.
My bag was, honestly, my bag was coming from outside. When I travel and do shows outside, locally was just for the love. For the love. For the people. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. So, no, did it affect my thing? I think in their circles, in his church circles, it did affect. But you know what? I'd rather take a hit and stand for what I believe, stand for the truth, as then just roll with whatever, and then at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, have to account for my lack of I don't know, you know, not standing up for something. And I mean, honestly, it actually did. It was received really well by a lot of people. Like, you know, a lot of people hit me up, and a lot of people were saying, you know what, you were saying what I pretty much just said, what everybody was thinking, what
but
everyone
no
was saying, but no
say.
One would say.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
So you're basically keeping it real.
Yeah,
keeping
just like
it
you
real.
Guys
can. Yeah, it was well thought out.
Nah, but I mean, like I said, I have no, like, people will say, I have no hate for people. I mean, I really don't. I really don't. And
you know, hate in your heart will consume you more.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
True.
The truth is, if I didn't like you, I'd just leave you, let you go. Do
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
You know, get bumped. But because, you know, you care about a person, or you care, you tell them, you know, I'm not going to let my son go out and, you know what I'm saying, just do whatever he wants. Tell him, yo, stop doing that. You get what I'm saying? So, but I mean, he took it some other way. He said, he's scared, we want his money and all that. Don't have our own thing.
Oh, it's okay. All right, back to the music a little bit. Are you working like with any artists, like grooming any artists of your own?
Not officially, but I run a studio also from home, so
okay.
I have a lot of artists passing through me.
Okay.
Gospel, secular, whatever it is, and just try to help cats. Like, just with the art, and even just with certain approaches and stuff like that, they, you know,
okay, we're gonna send a certain catch away. His name is Cash Bill.
Stan.
Stan. We're not calling him Stanley because he's such a Stan.
You just had to mention him. Oh, I was having a peaceful day without him.
I just need to plug
you
my man's on the pause.
Nah, it's cool, man.
Yeah. Go send him over there to the studio to support.
Yeah, he needs to pull through. He needs to pull through.
I wanted to ask you about Live Wise, Die Die Ready. You guys did something for the community. I think it was 2011 when you guys teamed up with One Church and you guys gave back to the community. Do you still do stuff like that?
The amount of planning that needs to go into that type of stuff is crazy. So that is the heart of what we like about, like, trying to merge, okay, you know, giving, being like community minded and stuff, and with the arts, you get what I'm saying? So like at the time, what we did it was a show, free show. Well, people didn't have to pay to come to the show. Just had to bring like an item of clothing or food or something like that, and then we'll use that to distribute to guys on the street, because One Church, that's actually the church that I'm at, that's the heart of it. Like, we were told in scripture to look after the widows and orphans and stuff. I mean, not to say that we shouldn't look after everybody, but we shouldn't exclude those guys. And unfortunately, because of time and because of our culture and whatever, world over, most churches don't do that. It's like a little holy huddle. It's us. It's about us doing what we're doing, and that's it. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, so the core of what we're about is like, we want to help, you know, each other, but we want to help each other help those who are in need type stuff. So be active, not just be like like, we must see what you believe instead of just talk about it, you know. So that's where we are. So
but I'm just curious, you mentioned that you also work with secular rappers, like, so what's like your top five? I'm sure you listen to a few.
Top five
local.
Sheesh, I can't really say top five. I mean, let me just name five guys.
Okay,
because honestly, even international, I don't think I have a top five. I just have guys that I listen to. Does Tags class as a
no? Anyway, I think he kind of dropped.
So let's just do it. Let's just say top five artists.
Top
five. Okay. Tags, definitely.
Yeah.
There's this kid, most people won't know him. He's like heavily on the gospel side. His name is GIL. He's crazy.
Okay.
If you ever bump into his stuff, he's just like crazy. Like, even when he came, I was just like, I can chill. Like, he's dope. You have Prophecy, obviously. Prophecy's family, but like, you know, I've just seen his growth, just the dude that he's a dope dude. You get what I'm saying? And his music is like fresh. Like, did I say 10?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay, so 10 is definitely there. Who else? Look, the thing is, I don't want to leave out somebody because somebody's going to have a diss track for me. ASAP. Oh my God. Yes, ASAP.
Is it because of the soulful challenge or you just.
No, man. Yeah. Like, ASAP is just like sick with it. Like, I think I'm a purist, like hip hop. Like, I like my hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, I know there's a whole lot of generic stuff coming out. Yeah. People are trying to appeal to, you know, mess with certain things, and that's great and stuff, but like, I think ASAP just has that raw, you know, hey, yo, this is hip hop. Even his beats, like, they got the sample thing going, you know what I'm saying? So I love that type of stuff. So
you left out one person.
Which guy?
He was here just now.
Shocky.
Crazy. Unless it's out of sight, out of mind.
So you see what I said? Like,
you only gave him five. Like, give him a break, man.
Gave him five, and he chose to put someone who's not into hip hop anymore.
And
he left out Sharky.
I mean,
no, power to you know, shout out to Tags. You know, he's an amazing writer.
Tags will come for you.
He's looking for trouble. This one.
I think so. I'm looking for trouble. I mean. You know, just art in general. Guys who do good art, I appreciate guys who do good art. Guys who push the boundaries. Guys who, you know, are not just going with the flow, just trying to do some other stuff that's out there. But, you know, I mean, if I could go on, I could say Cheetah. I could say, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A whole lot of cats. But, I just give it five.
Cheetah's quite an OG.
Yeah, he is. True. So, yeah.
All right. We're just going to jump into the last segment of the show.
All right.
You're listening to Keep It Real Fridays with Celatine and my co-pilot, Mimi K.
Hello.
and the mighty, mighty Courtney Antipas.
What's up? Yo, what it is, what it is. This is Courtney Antipas, and y'all listening to Keep It Real Fridays. Yeah, I was like, where's the free in that? But like, yeah, Keep It Real Fridays.
Ah. And we're back.
Yeah.
To the most fun segment.
It's Cash Bid's favorite. Yeah. Ryan.
Stanley's favorite. It's a segment. Unfortunately, he's not here to introduce it today. Yeah. But you
I'll
know,
do it for him, shame.
We were going to put a little twist to it, but.
Okay, okay. Okay. No, put a twist to it. It's okay.
No. Yeah. Okay, today we're just going to do like a. We call it Jeff. Joint album, feature or hook.
Album, feature or hook.
With circular artists. Okay. Yeah, we usually do like a Smash Mario Friend Zone. But
but Mimi K said it wasn't okay.
But in respect for this man of the cloth,
we had to flip quite that, fam. But yeah, I hate those titles, bro. Like,
really,
man of the cloth.
Man of God.
M.O.G.
Y'all all.
But yeah. God. So we're just going to put out like three names out there. And then you can just mention who you'd do a joint album with.
Okay.
And who you'd do a feature with. Okay. Like a verse. And who you'd let do a hook for
a
you.
Hook. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's Sharky.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's PK.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Bright 360.
Couldn't you pick people that he hasn't worked with before?
Kinda.
You kinda worked with
Sharky.
You have a joint album with Sharky?
I haven't worked with Sharky.
Oh, okay.
I haven't.
PK, you've worked with PK.
PK, but that was like, yeah, ago.
Yeah, no, let. Scrap. PK.
Oh man, it's a scrap. PK is not me, man. No, don't diss track things after me. Damn.
No. But PK, he spoke highly of you when he was here. He was we go way back. Days of the PE.
PK's fam. We're actually in the same class together. You know what? You know what? In fact, this one he can. I'm just letting it out there, fam. So this dude. Yeah, I'm a snitch. So this dude, man, back at PE, we actually laugh about this.
Ugh, exclusive.
So. We bunked manual labor or something like that there. PK was one of the dudes.
Well, what did you guys get manual labor for?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
It was
know?
So far back, I have no idea. So PK bunked, we bunked and stuff. So the dude went to Aki's office.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when Aki was just about to whack, you know, you move and you put your hands.
Yeah.
PK, I love you, man, but I just have to put them up. So I think he was doing this too much and he knocked books off the table. And so when he was told to pick the books up, and when the guy went down, the Bali just let rip. So the dude even had like a, you know, the, when you get whacked, you get the swollen mark on his forehead, bro.
Damn.
Like, yeah, you know.
Shame.
That was funny. Fun times. PK, I love you, bro.
Anyway.
Love you, bro.
Thank goodness they abolished the whole corporal punishment at schools. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Bring it back.
That's a story for another day.
Anyway, back to the Jeff. Joint album, feature, or hook. Sharky, Bright 360, and okay, we're going just substitute PK since you've worked with him before. Mimi, who can we put?
Oh man,
Marcus.
Yes, Marcus.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I would say track with Marcus.
Mm.
Joint album probably with Sharky and hook with Bri.
With Bri 360.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
You like Bri's work?
Bri can push, and I think he got some good stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know a lot of people give him slack and stuff like that, but
I was kind of surprised you didn't come out of the woodworks to give him a slap to the wrist when he was doing the whole trap or doing the most as a gospel artist before he dropped the gospel tag.
I thought
you were going to come out and like do a whole slap to the wrist.
You see, that's the thing. with Bri, he would pull through to the studio and stuff, so we'd have conversations.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Bri was not, and this is why I like Bri and I'm cool with Bri, because Bri, even as whatever he is now, like, because he doesn't have that, yeah, I'm just me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you kind of see it and stuff, but like, he doesn't have that I don't listen to people type thing. You get what I'm saying? Especially like those people who like genuinely like give something about you. You get what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
I like that. I like that about him. And we've had talks. I mean, even Dexter and stuff. We still talk and all that.
Dexter
all
that, Basic. You
know, he's sick. He actually should be like he got like crazy potential. Mm. But yeah, you know, I didn't think I didn't feel the need to. And that's not a precedent. Okay. Like it's not like every time somebody does something, like you need to do that.
You're the OG.
Nah, but the whole thing was like, I mean, if. Even Rainy leading up to even Fourth.
Yeah.
If pastors are trying to talk to you, so-and-so's trying to talk to you, this person's trying to talk, and you just like middle finger to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah,
somebody needs to come out and say, okay, so this is it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's definitely
that's
a
pretty
problem.
Much, yeah. You know what I'm saying, wise. Yeah. Whereas other cats, you can actually like have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
Mm.
And they actually listen. And then if they go and do whatever, well, you spoke to them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, if they choose to listen, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it
but yeah,
is.
It's been a good talk.
Yeah.
It is. No characters were harmed or in the production of this.
Oh my okay.
But yeah, it's been a
long Facebook post.
It's been
after this
a long Facebook post.
Yeah.
Yeah, he better put some Bible verses or something. That's all you
up.
Guys do it, right?
But you know what? It's not even about that, because people use Bible verses to twist scripture. I mean, even he was doing it saying, I'm selling Jesus. And, my guy. I mean, I don't want to start preaching for you guys.
Let's see what you started.
No, you know what? Here's the thing. Like, I feel like I want to say this and put it out there because on the fix, there was a whole lot of, as we would call it, heresy that was being spread, you know? Talking about like, yo, what's the good news to the poor? Money. That's not the good news to the poor, because when the Bible's talking about the poor, you know, when especially when it talks about the poor in reference to Jesus, it's meaning us, everybody, spiritually, people who are spiritually poor, because even the whole thing, he was rich so, and he became poor so that you may be rich. Like, think about where he's from.
Yeah.
Like, where he's from, even if you're the richest man in this place, you're still poor. You know what I'm saying? So he came so that you can have that union with him. Whenever he's talking about that, that's what he's talking about. Blessed are the spiritually poor, the ones that know that they are in need of a savior.
Amen.
Not need of money. So what? Yeah. If you're rich, you don't need the gospel. You're going to heaven because you got money.
I can't answer that part.
Christ came to die for you so that you can drive a new Japanese imported vehicle.
I seriously cannot answer.
Okay.
Too bad.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been a good show. Let's now just bow our heads and just get a close in prayer.
Let's do so. Let's pray.
I think
the man of the cloth, of course. Just a short little prayer.
Okay. So that's definitely not me.
That's not definitely. But anyway, just tell the peoples where they can find you online.
Mr. CourtneyAntipas.com. You'll find me there.
Okay.
That's it. And from there, you'll find everything else. Music. You'll find the social media pages and whatever.
The apparel.
And everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Booking
everything. Info.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
And my lovely co-pilot.
Mimi K. That's Mimi. K-A-Y on Twitter and then on Instagram Mimi K as well, but with an underscore between Mimi and K.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Facebook, don't even
you don't
no, no I do, but don't.
Some people are stalker on Facebook.
Exactly.
Just go in and just see what everybody's doing,
you know.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, and I am your social architect, Celetine, at Celetine on all social media platforms. Yeah, and this has been Mr. Courtney Antipas.
Thank you, fam.
You're listening to Keep It Real Fridays. Keep It Real Fridays on Instagram and Facebook, and at Keep It Real FRA
Fry
on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Bless up.
Nice.
Peace.
Yo, what it is, what it is. This is Courtney Antipas, and y'all listening to Keep It Real Fridays. Yeah, I was like, where's the free in that? But like, yeah, Keep It Real Fridays. Ah.
And now. Capital 263.